Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Okay, on today's episode of Obie and Ashley, first of all, we're just going to foreshadow what's happening on tomorrow's show. Kenny Chesney live from Tampa. Now, the reason why I put that right here in the beginning is because you're going to hear Kenny Chesney on this show. But on this podcast, it's only because we're revisiting when Kenny called us 2 years ago to tell us that he had to stop the tour. Well, he's back on the tour, and that's why we've got him tomorrow. So all that to say, it's going to be a great podcast.
And also, what I was offered on my Instagram, somebody wanted to pay me for what? Could this be a side business? Oh, what an interesting podcast today's is.
Yeah. All right, let's get into it. All right, today's national anthem. If you're joining us for the first time, we always play the nation's song. You know, we start off every morning like that. We think that it's a good foundation. But today, we're going to send it out to those of you who, because it is 420, so today you're going to hear a couple jokes here and there, maybe even see some people post, you know, some really fun memes about what today stands for, if those of
what
you
love. What does today stand for, Obie?
Isn't it National Recreational or National Give Love to Marijuana? I don't even know how to say it right, and I probably should have Googled that before we even started this, but for those of you who do know, you know, just streetwise and just fun living, you know, big movies like Half-Baked, you know, movies like Cheech and Chong and whatever, they've made that popular. So anyways, today on 420, as much as people are going to have some fun with it, there are really people out there who really do go to these dispensaries, who really do look for medical marijuana to be their source of help.
Totally.
Instead of going to pills or instead of going to alcohol or instead of going to any other outlet. This really is their medicine.
And you think about the millions and probably actually billions of dollars now that is in this industry legitimately, like you're saying, like the license places. Those are a lot of people that, first of all, they were smart to get in on it way before any of us were, start these businesses. So to you this morning, the national anthem from Obie and Ashley.
Man, what a vibe Brian Kelly puts off. And what's cool is that tomorrow we're going to be able to see him perform not only that song, but a bunch of songs, and this will be the first time that we get to hear a lot of these songs.
For sure, live, and he is one half of Florida Georgia Line. That's going to be cool. So the really cool thing around all of this is the beach cleanup we're doing tomorrow from noon to 2. I organized this completely on my own. My trunk is full of tools, whether it be the trash bags and the trash grabbers from Tools Ace Hardware that I picked up yesterday from Jason. Shout out at the Conway store who hooked me up. Loaded my car up with all the stuff that we need.
Man, we're equipped.
Yeah, so we're set. So if you come out there, Sunsplash Park tomorrow between noon to 2, this is on Daytona Beach. I get it. It's a weekday, not the easiest for everyone to take off, but easier for people that are over there already if you live in that area. And it all kind of tied in to Brian Kelly's show tomorrow night at the Bandshell. It's his kickoff of his solo tour. I know he's got stops in like Savannah, Georgia, the Carolinas. So it's going to be pretty cool to be out there, and he is going to come by the beach cleanup. So you kind of get this opportunity.
I mean, that's pretty freaking big.
I know, to see this superstar awesome. Who really doesn't need to be doing the solo tour, has made plenty of money with Florida Georgia Line, but
sure.
This is his passion. This is his next project.
Well, so again, I think it's going to be awesome. You know, at 12 o'clock is when you meet up, you know, and even while you're out there cleaning up the beach, you still have an opportunity to win Kenny Chesney tickets while you're out there on the beach.
Yeah, listen
with
to
Brian Kelly winning Kenny Chesney tickets. I mean,
and this, Obie, what do I have here? I've shown you what Brian sent.
Yeah, okay, so these hats are really, really, really cool, and I don't know, I think it's really cool. If you get an opportunity, and we get it that it's a work day, some people have flexible jobs, some people have been working from home.
Yep.
Some people, this is just the perfect time, you know, between 12 and 1, you've got a lunch break, and you can make it out there. Some people, your boss is so cool that if you tell them that this is what you're doing, they'll get the other employees to go ahead and be a part of this.
I've got already messages from people that are doing that to help, because it is technically, you know, you are volunteering to do something better for the community. It is a beach cleanup. Earth Day is Friday, so it kind of tied in hand in
all
hand
makes sense.
To do something for your local community. So whatever it is, again, like Obi said, like you don't need to stay from 12 to 2. You don't need to stay even from 12 to 1. If you want to come for 30 minutes and do your part, it's while supplies last too on the trash grabbers, the trash bags, the Brian Kelly merch. But again, this is tomorrow from 12 to 2. I will be out there. I put this whole thing together myself. So obviously your support means the world for you to show up and help me out with this. And K92.3 and Sunsplash Park. All the information, the address and stuff like that is on the K92.3 Instagram.
I love it. And you know, Brian Kelly is proud of you. That's why he's coming out to the beach. You know who else would be proud?
Who?
Kenny.
Yes,
Kenny Chesney would be extremely proud. We've got your tickets coming up at 7 o'clock, but we had some time with Kenny Chesney that we're going to share with you next. He got real personal with us, and that's up next on Obi and Ashley. I don't know about you. I still feel young.
Now my dad says he still feels 18.
Yeah, now my knees are telling me a different story, though, you know. But there goes Kenny Chesney. It's K92.3. So the dude who is in charge of the No Shoes Nation movement. You know, Ashley and I get a really good opportunity to sit here and kind of kick around a topic for a little bit. I'm like, you know, who else, you know, besides, like, so you've got Jimmy Buffett, who's got the pair of heads. You know, maybe Justin Bieber with the Beliebers.
Yeah.
Or Believers, whatever they're called. Yeah. And Taylor Swift's Swifties.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Kenny Chesney, man, you know, what an honor it was to be able to talk to him as the tour came to a postponing.
Yes.
He wasn't excited about that. None of us were happy because all of the shows were coming to an end.
And it was the second time for him, remember? When we talked to him at this point, it was a second time that he had to postpone it. And he was like, all right, I got to talk to the audience and to the fans out there, which is why he had called us.
Yeah, and it was a really good interview. I'm glad that we were able to get that kind of intimacy out of Kenny Chesney, who's kind of a man of mysteriousness.
Very much so.
Yeah, so here's our moment with Kenny Chesney.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Hey, Kenny, how are you?
I'm doing good, man. How you guys doing?
We are super excited to have you, Kenny. Central Florida and K92.3, it's been quite a long time since we've talked to you, since our audience has heard from you. How are you holding up? Are you in the islands?
Oh, no, I'm in Tennessee. I wish I was in the islands,
right?
But no, I got stuck here and I didn't leave, you know, so this is kind of where I'm at.
Well, I do have to mention really quick, I was at Scrub Island for my honeymoon and I got a chance to meet Foxy.
Oh, love that guy. I love him. He's such
great.
A great character, you know, and you know, I absolutely love him.
Kenny, I think that's really cool that you can probably go all over the world and be able to make genuine friends. What's that like?
You know, guys like that, you know, there's just characters that I've written songs about and lived life with. And shoot, I was in the Virgin Islands for about 5 or 6 years before I, you know, started singing about it. You know, met all those people. They're just such a huge part of my life. And, it's just, yeah, it feels good, you know, but I've been traveling a lot. So it just kind of happens.
Absolutely.
What are you learning about you through all of this?
Well, I feel like that we're all being taught a little bit of patience, whether we had patience or not, you know, because honestly, I've felt really kind of lost because we were supposed to be on the road now. And this time of year, I'm always moving that way, right? I'm always going, especially in the spring, we're always rehearsing and then being on the road. And then we were rehearsing and setting up the circus when the rug got pulled out from underneath us.
Wow.
And so, yeah, so I had a little patience, but I'm being taught more patience now.
We got to have you back on the show. Thank you for being a great interview.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for your time.
I love you guys. Thanks for having me this morning.
Okay, so again, you know, like a surgeon, I went ahead and I kind of edited up some just little really great moments. But we had a real long conversation with Kenny talking about the pandemic, him, if he ever got to see his family during it. And yeah, he stayed home during the whole time.
And again, if you just turned that on like towards the ends of it, that was our interview with him like 2 years ago in the midst of the craziness of the pandemic. So that wasn't Kenny just saying, oh, no, the rug got pulled out from under us for this weekend show. It was a complete, you know, flashback of this cool memory we had from then to now, and finally getting that concert this weekend, and us still having your tickets 5 times a day. Don't forget that we have it right before Doing the Right Thing in the 7 o'clock hour.
K92.3.
From backstage to the front page, it's Ashley's All Access.
Well, this sure is a week for like beach bums and beach lovers and hippie music, right? When it comes to Kenny Chesney and No Shoes Nation on Saturday and us hooking you up with those tickets 5 times a day, but also for Brian Kelly of Florida Georgia Line. I've been talking about this for weeks. Yes, is it one of my personal favorite albums recently because of the Beach Bum. In my soul, absolutely. But for him to be coming back as one half of Florida Georgia Line to his solo tour tomorrow night in Daytona Beach, it's a really big deal for him. It's really, really cool. And he just released a video about the why. So the why of his solo project. Why did he feel like he needed to go off and do his own thing away from Florida Georgia Line?
It means a lot to challenge myself, to prove to myself that I can do it. And I believed it was time to step out and venture out. And kind of the next chapter of my artistry was to put out some solo records and try this.
Well, you know, I mean, you know, when you're in a group, okay, so like One Direction, say, you know, when you're in a group, I mean, eventually you perform together, you love those songs, you perform them thousands of times, but you have your own taste.
Totally. I mean, look at, weren't we just talking about Harry Styles and how successful he is the other day when Shania Twain came out doing his own thing? So, sure, while Florida Georgia Line still has the hits and they still are massive when it comes to bookings, you know, we'll probably get paid over $1 million to have to play a show easily, but this is Brian. So tomorrow night, he's going to be at the Daytona Beach Band Shell. If, you know, it's a Thursday night, you can't make it out there, keep an eye on the K92.3 Instagram. I will be posting live and you'll get a little taste of what Brian Kelly's new music is like. Now, speaking of the Kenny Chesney show Saturday night, of course, we talked about this yesterday. The trucks were all rolling in. I think they're probably all there by now getting that stage set up. But we do want to remind you, five times a day, today and tomorrow are going to be your last opportunities to win those tickets, because once Friday rolls around, those tickets, all the names got to be in. They got to know who's coming to the show. The tickets got to be dispersed.
Yeah.
And all that excitement. But it is really cool because we do see a lot of people that are going from Central Florida to Kenny on Saturday. So on Saturday, when you're making that drive, we're specifically going to be doing Cruising to Kenny with K92.3. We're going to be playing a bunch of Kenny's hits.
Oh, that's cool.
For your drive down, because, yes, we reach all the way into Tampa for your drive in there. Then we're going to be playing some of your favorite Kenny Chesney songs, because let's be honest, there's like 100 of that, 100 of them that you will not get sick of. And then also, Luke Combs releasing new music. We knew that June was when the entire new album is coming out, but this Friday, again, kind of like Morgan Wallen did last Friday, it was just that one song, and it was a really, really good song. Well, Luke Combs this Friday has a song coming called Tomorrow Me, which also kind of makes you think, that sounds a little bit like that kind of maturation of a lyric, even though Luke Combs has those songs, but Tomorrow Me and what that's all about. And here we have Luke Combs going to be a dad this year for the first time. And these guys may be having some deeper thoughts and the consequences and the choices they make. Some of the lyrics talking about, I gotta live with tomorrow me. So that's this Friday, new music coming from Luke Combs.
Obie and Ashley in the morning
on K92.3.
It's time for the O-Town Showdown.
Powered by Appliance Stockade in Merritt Island.
All right, you two. Good morning.
Hey, hey.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
All right, so why don't we say good morning to Sonia of Eastside Orlando. Sonia, good morning.
Hey, hey.
Hey, good morning.
Yeah, loving that, loving that. All right, Connor of Titusville, good to be talking to you again.
Good morning, guys.
Woo-hoo. Good morning.
All right, so why don't you neighbors say good morning to each other?
Hi, Sonia.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Hi,
like
good
that.
Morning.
Like that. All right. So here's the way the game is played, because we got to get to business. Ashley, my beautiful co-host here.
Hey.
She's got three questions for you, and the questions are not that hard. It's not who's the smartest. It's going to be who's the quickest.
Yay.
Using their sound and having the right answer, that's how you're going to win the showdown, right?
All right.
Okay, let's get those sounds from you. This will be your buzzer sound. So, Sonia, what's going to be your buzzer sound when you think you're right?
Kenny.
Oh, nice.
Okay, easy enough. All right, Connor, what's going to be yours?
Buzz.
Buzz. All right, we're ready for the O-Town
Showdown. Question number one. Which very well-known actress played Rachel in Friends?
Buzz.
Jennifer Aniston.
Connor.
Connor. Jennifer Aniston.
Yes.
All right.
Ooh,
that's one for Titusville. Sonia, you were there with it.
I know. I was wrong all over the place.
No worries. All right. Well, here we go with number two.
Question two. Which TV network also used to have an area at Universal involving slime?
Buzz.
Connor, what you got?
Nickelodeon.
Yes.
Wow.
You remember that? So cool.
Man, look at that. So,
Sonia, yeah, you were fast.
Good
but
job.
Connor was on it today, making him the winner of the O-Town Showdown.
Congratulations, Connor. We're going to get you on over to the Island H2O Live Water Park. This is perfect for the spring and summer months in Florida, keeping you cool with pools, cabanas, rides, slides. You got the hookup.
Thank you. My kids are going to love it.
Amazing.
Okay, awesome. Now, Sonia, come on in here for this air hug. And, of course, you're still up for those Kenny Chesney tickets, which are happening any time here. Come on for that air hug. Come on.
Bring it in.
Bye.
Bring it in.
Oh, that's love, guys. Thank you for participating in another edition of the O-Town Showdown.
Yeah.
A92.3.
Doing the right thing.
Ashley in the morning.
We love this part of the show because, yes, there's so much going on in the world all the time that you could focus on the negative, but this is the bright light doing the right thing.
Yeah, so this time we're going to take this over to a Ukrainian millionaire, right? It's been a little bit since we've touched on Ukraine, what's going on over there with Russia and whatnot, and this story, which, by the way, if you look at those pictures, man, it's going to take...
Horrible.
It's going to take the Ukraine forever to I'm not forever, but it will take some comeback time.
And it's still happening. You know, like, there's still things getting bombed. There's still fighting going on.
I mean, it's rubble. It's rubble. Anyways, okay, so let's get to this story where we've got this Ukrainian millionaire. He, too, is watching the footage. And it's at some point that he finds his own mansion on TV is being utilized by Russian forces.
Oh, no.
So this Ukrainian businessman, his name is Andriy. I'm just going to say Andriy S. because I'm going to ruin that last name. But anyways, Andriy S. This is him talking about discovering that those people were in his house.
If you would ask me 2 months ago what kind of feeling would I have if some hostile military people were in my house, I would say fury and anger. However, this is not what I felt. I was surprised. I felt disgusted. I felt dirty looking at some guys walking inside my house.
Wow. So again, that's Andriy S., the millionaire there, the Ukrainian millionaire. Of course, he's not in Ukraine, but he's watching the footage, sees his own house being used as an equipment place for Russian troops. He gives the coordinates to the Ukrainian government. And they bombed his house with his permission.
Wow. Talk about, like, teamwork of utilizing technology and somebody's own property.
So crazy. You know, in the interview, because I only shared with you a little bit of what he had to say about the house, he goes on to talk about how the house was custom, how he really loved that house. But the minute that he saw that it was being utilized by Russian troops, he said he wanted to give the coordinates to that house, the address, so fast.
Can you imagine that feeling, too? Now, this is such a different level of, okay, one, say you live here in the U.S. and your house has ever been broken into. Your car's even been broken into, and how violated and disgusted you feel sometimes. But to be this man involved in your home being involved in a war and such a massive level of destruction, and to be able to help in just a little bit to try and help stop it. That's incredible.
Yeah. So again, Andriy, I really wish I could have played the whole interview because he goes on to talk about how it's not about the money. It's not about the time and efforts that he put into that house. He said it was all about just the feeling that overtook him that his people were being oppressed by those people utilizing his space.
Yeah.
So again, I think that's really cool when you can do, I guess that's a quote unquote self-sacrifice when you're telling the government, hey, bomb my home. I know who's there. That's my address. Here are the coordinates.
Wow.
Bomb that place. So again, Andriy, and to all of the people still, you know, I think out of sight, out of mind, but to all of the people still experiencing the woes, the lows of what's going on over there, just our hearts out to you. But that is our Doing the Right Thing today.
Obi and Ashley's Doing the Right Thing. Brought to you by Del Air Heating and Air Conditioning.
Doing the right thing.
On K92.3.
Morgan Wallen on K92.3. Orlando's number one for new country. Going to be great to see him, Country Thunder. Every month that goes by brings us even closer and closer to that event. Okay, so Ashley sent me something yesterday that really, it really creeped me out. quite frankly, it could take her off of this gig. I mean, she could make so much money doing this that she won't want to do radio anymore, which I completely understand.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Okay, well, let's talk about your feet.
Okay, I got a message on Instagram yesterday, and this is a legit Instagram page that has over 30,000 followers on it of them asking me for pictures of my feet. And the specific message said, could I pay for pictures of your feet? And I about died. I was like, first of all, wait, does this mean I've made it? Somebody wants pictures of my feet. And then, so I reshared it to Instagram, and I'm like, wait, okay, no, this is funny, because I've heard about people doing this. You hear about, like, these reality stars who sell weird things and make millions. I'm like, so pictures of my feet. Okay, let me actually ask this person how much they're... I said, how much are we talking here? And a bunch of people responded on Instagram that they have friends who do this. One girl on my Instagram said that she has a friend who makes like $5,000 a month with pictures of her feet. I'm like, what? Nobody would ever know it was me if it's just pictures of my feet. I'm like, why not?
Okay, hold on. 844-254-9232. We are in the City Beautiful. You know, Orlando is almost like a family-friendly, Vegas.
Yeah.
So there's got to be, right now, listening, there's got to be at least 20 people who are doing this already.
I'm sure.
Who are already either taking pictures of their feet. You know what? There's so many fetishes out there. And this is why I told Ashley that it creeps me out, because I'm like, okay, go ahead. Share photos of your feet. But there's some creepo out there.
I know.
And listen, if I'm talking to you and you're the creepo who enjoys this stuff, like, I'm sorry, okay? I'm trying not to be in a judgment zone, but all I could picture is somebody sitting, staring at feet and just really enjoying themselves in a dark corner.
I'm showing Obi the page right now and the pictures of these feet.
I've never been a foot guy. I'm not interested. I'm not attracted to them.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, so as Ashley is scrolling down the page, it's funny, we're live on the air. She's scrolling down the page, and it's all these feet. It's
literally just feet.
I don't like feet. Doesn't do it for me.
It does it for 34,000 people on that page.
But, you know, there's also, I've also seen crazy videos out there where girls are whispering, and there's a fetish for guys who want to hear girls whisper.
Do you like my feet? So creepy.
There's fart fetishes out there.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so anyways, I know that those are the extremes.
How much would it take? How much do you think? Like,
you
what's
tell
the
me.
What's the lowest I should accept if I were actually to consider it?
How many pictures? How many pictures a week are you responsible for turning in?
How do they even know it's mine? I could go Google feet. like $1,500 a picture.
$1,500 a picture?
Yeah.
I'm turning pictures of my feet.
That's what
Nobody
I'm
wants
saying.
my hairy ape looking feet.
Hey, we can try. I should send in pictures of your feet acting like they're mine and see what they say.
Oh my gosh.
Are
All
these
right.
okay?
So we would really, really, really love it. I mean, we get it that there are really legit people who make some great money. There are women who get paid to read, you know, to people online who just want somebody to read to them. I mean, there's all sorts of jobs. They don't have to be icky or gross or anything like that.
Yeah.
I don't know why that's the first thing that comes to my mind, though.
Because for real, I mean, it is a fetish for something. So, yeah, it's kind of gross when you think about what's being done with your foot pictures.
Okay, so what's the price that Ashley should charge?
Could I set my own price?
Yeah, is it $1,000 a week? And then for how many photos? Yes. This is a business. Hold on, why am I getting excited? I'm not making any money off this.
Yeah, I'll give you a cut.
A cut of Ashley's feet. All right, we're going to the lines right now. It's chime time. This is K92.3, Orlando's number one for new country. When we say that we are your Kenny Chesney hookup, we really mean that. You know, this just came through.
How
tomorrow,
are you so calm over there?
Well, because I'm trying to act cool, Ash. Okay? I'm trying to act cool. But tomorrow, we just have a little interview with Kenny Chesney.
I'm freaking out. I feel like I need to regain my professionalism, because this literally just came down in our email Kenny would be calling tomorrow morning.
And Kenny doesn't do interviews. If you've been listening to the show this morning, which we get it. You know, sometimes you pop in, you pop out, you have to make it to work by a certain time or get the kids to school by a certain time. But if you missed it, we shared with you the last time that we talked to Kenny, because he doesn't do radio interviews. So we talked to him 2 years ago when he had to cancel his tour. That was the only reason why we were able to get him to talk about it. He was very sad about it.
Yeah.
And so he talked to us. Well, we got him again tomorrow.
It's like the opposite now. Kenny's so excited and not sad. He's so excited that he was willing to call in with us tomorrow. We got to ask him about the songs, how many songs, the semis. Is Tom Brady going to be there? They're buddies. At Raymond James Stadium?
Yeah.
I mean, this is huge. I'm so excited.
Well, okay, so that'll be tomorrow. I don't know. There's going to be stuff that I want to ask him about Dan and Shay. You know, I think this is the first time that he works with them collectively.
Yeah.
So, you know, and does Kenny, for a lot of these people, if you don't know the music industry, a big artist like a Kenny Chesney or like a Thomas Rhett, whenever they've got these opening acts or whatever, they give them gifts.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like hey, thank you for working with me on this tour.
Do you remember...
Here's a gift.
Zach Brown was gifted a Cadillac or something by Alan Jackson. Kenny's a pretty good gift giver too.
Yeah, so. Well, I think Kenny Chesney was the one who flew Zach Brown Band. Remember, yes. He flew him on his private plane.
Oh my gosh, yes.
So some really great times that we're going to have with the one and only Kenny Chesney. You know, I mean, again, there are only certain artists that really, really get you excited. And they're the ones that can pack a stadium full. Mm-hmm. You know, we just had Garth on not too long ago, probably 3-4 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So to have Kenny back to back like this, I mean, these are just big artists.
And two, if you're like, oh, man, I don't know what time if I'm going to be able to listen tomorrow. Like, keep in mind, Kenny Chesney is so big. We're going to make sure this interview is up on the Obie and Ashley a podcast, anywhere you get your podcasts, in the K92.3 app. But tomorrow morning on the show, if you want to listen live, he will be on with us starting in the 6 o'clock hour.
Okay, and then more of your Kenny Chesney tickets to see him. It's one thing to hear him on the show. It's another thing to hear him talking about his stage setup and seeing it. All right, so more of your tickets coming up here at 9.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.